You have a voice in your head that goes, you're going to miss it, you're going to look really stupid, this is terrible, I feel really uncomfortable. So you could be talking negatively in your head, but then you could also be talking positive, where you say to yourself, you've got to do this, you've got to make this. Tiger Woods apparently says if it's a putt, he'll often go, come on, your mum could make this. But sometimes top sports people don't say anything. They just get a sense, they get a feeling, they see the line of the ball where it's going to go, they feel really confident. So it's almost like they're very, very quiet in their own head. And that's the ultimate, when you get that feeling.
I've so got to start using that. Come on, your mum could make this. Didn't Johnny Wilkinson have one when he's doing drop goals and things? He picks out someone in the crowd that he calls something like Doris or something like that, and he has to get the ball to Doris.
Well, I know what he did in the World Cup that we won. Mm-hmm. He would imagine a big Australian mouth in between the posts, and he would imagine that he's kicking the ball right down their mouth.
Brilliant.
Right down their throats. And, you know, I think great sports people, they just find ways, they play tricks with themselves rather than their mind playing tricks on them, because that's what our minds do. Just in day-to-day life, our minds play tricks on us. Like, you might want to be going to sleep at night, and your mind will be playing a trick on you by saying, did I leave the gas on? When all you really want to do is go to sleep. So learning how to conquer your mind is the ultimate for anyone, not just in sport, but in life.